ラジオ ETC。 デビッド・サインさんのその英語ネイティブにはこう聞こえますから、こんな例文をピックアップしてみました。こちらが私の上司です。海外からのお客様とのミーティングでもよく使われる表現かもしれません。 This is a boss。 この本によると、ネイティブなら本人を目の前にして My boss などということはないとのことです。本当にそうなのでしょうか。 ETC のカール先生に質問したところ、上司に対するこんな思いがあるかどうかでその意味合いが変わってくるそうです。さて、それはどんな思いでしょうか。
Of course you can use boss, okay? But maybe it's a very close relationship with your boss.
I see.
Okay, and you like your boss. And you are proud of that he's the boss, because he's a very good boss. And thanks to him, many things are going working well, including you're learning a lot from him.
I see.
So also depend on who are you introducing to.
I see.
But if the word is exactly as in a situation of business, you will rather say this is my supervisor or this is something happening from work.
I see.
So I mean, that's why I will really emphasize when you write for the students, that don't be too narrow about the sentence. Again, think which situation you are.
What do you mean, narrow?
Narrow-minded.
Okay,
because I think one of the usual mistakes or difficulties for not only Japanese but for English learners or any language is that we tend to memorize as we think we will always use it. Okay, and that's fine when you study the language at the beginning. You need to look at your books, you need to study the right grammar, the right way to say as a language. But later, when you go into the conversation, into the real world, you need to listen and to look more and to see how people using the language in different situations or read. Then is when you can actually master.
And I can think it's wider.
Yes. Yes, because if you just say, okay, this is a great book and I like it very much, and it's a good book to think about your mistakes in this kind of situation, so that's why there is an explanation in here in Japanese. But that this book doesn't tell you that you cannot use that.
No.
Right? So then when you go and then you use it, don't always use it as the book says, because again, you will make the same mistake.
Yeah. 番組のスクリプトは ETC のホームページで確認することができます。こちらもどうぞチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。